it's something fun. You get the chance to qualify for state. But, I mean, you're worried because there's the idea of not making it. There's the idea of, oh, it's Juno, which it's one of the harder courses. And so you just kind of, you always have that worry in the back of your head, but you just got to push through.
I am Elias Ward, and I guess before doing really any big things such as like cross country, I tend to get nervous, but strangely enough for like races, I don't get really jittery beforehand. I'm sort of just in a relaxed state and can sort of get into a good place mentally, find my rhythm while running, and that definitely helps a lot.
So I want to hear about the actual race. Was there anything that was really hard, surprising?
Well, this is probably one of the most difficult courses in the region, just because there are a lot of hills and then a lot of sort of downhills, just a lot of fluctuation in the terrain there.
This is Maria and Maria Toast. There was definitely a lot of mud, and especially at the beginning, like the start of the race, there were like a lot of like mud holes and stuff that you had to like run through. And so a lot of people got, like, a bunch of, like, mud splatter, like, on their back, the legs and stuff. It's pretty funny. They're also, like, along the trail, it's, like, when all the leaves fall, so it was, like, just covered with a bunch of, like, wet leaves. And it was pretty tricky for the hill parts because they were really steep, like, a lot of steep downhills, too. But overall, the trail was pretty fun to run.
How do you guys feel about going to state?
So I've been to state a few times, and state is honestly one of the most fun races because you've gone as far as you probably are going to go, so it's not a super big pressure race, and you can kind of just go and enjoy that one. So it's a really exciting one to go to.
I'm sorry, I should have asked you to introduce yourself. You're Kinley Lister.
Yeah, I'm Kinley.
Okay. Do you feel like you run differently because of that lack of pressure?
I'd say so, just because you don't have to worry about, like, what's next week. You can just leave it all on the course.
I'm Gabrielle Whitaker. I think that state is usually pretty fun. I've been once last year, and it's kind of the trip that everyone looks forward to because, well, I guess one of the reasons is you're not sleeping in a church or a school. You actually have, like, a hotel. And then also it's kind of what the whole season has been leading up to. And there's less pressure than there is for regionals because regionals is what gets you to state. And if you make it to state, you know you're a good runner.
So, Coach, what are you going to do to prepare your kids for state?
Yeah, the plan this week, really, I want to spend the last week of the season of practice enjoying ourselves and having a good time. Kind of as some of the kids have been saying, to me it feels like the work has been kind of put in at this point. The kids are as fit as they're going to be. So I wanted to spend this week mentally preparing ourselves by going out, having enjoyable runs, and just getting ready to go out and do the best we can at state.
So one last question for you guys, for the runners. I'm curious what you're most proud of this year, this season.
I think my favorite thing that I've done has been being able to place overall in the single digits across the state, which I just think it's a nice accomplishment to have.
This is Maria. I'd say probably the one thing that I'm most proud of for this entire season, I'd probably say placing first in my first ever meet in Klawok. I think that moment really just gave me a lot of confidence in myself and my running because that was my first high school cross-country meet ever, and I was like, wow, I must be really fast.
I'd say I'm most proud of the team for showing up every day because we train Monday through Friday once the meets have started, and then before that we train Monday through Saturday, and just showing up every day and like giving it all you've got. It takes a lot to do that.
What about you, Coach Casey? What are you most proud of?
I would have to echo what Kinley said. I'm most proud of the daily consistent effort that these kids have put in, their dedication, their commitment to the team and to improving. And also just the connection and the camaraderie that's been built over the course of the season. I think that's been pretty special to me. It looks like these kids have a pretty strong connection with each other, and that's something that I really wanted to develop, and it seems like they have over the course of the season.